Yeah, the big set of six, talking all things rugby league. Jude and I get an opportunity to talk to Wendell Saylor about a few of the big things that have happened in rugby league this week. Tackle number one, Jude.
Yeah, tackle one. Craig Fitzgibbon has a host of players off contract at the Sharks, including Aaron Woods, Josh Dugan, Chad Townsend, Matt Moylan and Sean Johnson. Who are you keeping, Dell, and who is the one player on the market you're going all in for?
Look, it just depends because, look, I haven't seen Sean Johnson play under these rules yet, but, like, you know, under these new
sort of rules. You'd imagine he'd be good.
That's what I'm saying. So, and it just depends who Craig Fitzgibbons wants to buy and who he puts into that culture. You know, you've got a bloke like Dufty, who's coming off contract. You know, Dragons haven't snapped him up yet. Nathan Brown's toughness. It's up. This is what's happened now. It's up to him how he. You know, who he buys and what sort of game style he's going to play, Craig Fitzgibbons. And that's why they got rid of John Morris, because they think he can attract players. And if you have a look at the players off contract, Jaden Sewer, your man Blake Ferguson. Mm. But I'm definitely keeping that man, Sean Johnson. Yeah. The others, I know Josh Dugan's off contract. He's playing, he's good, playing good football. Aaron Woods has been okay, but
what do you do with Matt Moylan, who went across there?
I know,
huge. He was literally the next big thing a few years ago at the Panthers. Goes to the Sharkies. Injuries, of course, but he's hardly set the world alight.
I like Matty Moylan as a player, but he's had, since he's left Penrith, he's just, obviously, as you said, he's had injuries, hasn't played to his best, hamstring injuries. I probably wouldn't keep him. He'll have to look to go somewhere else, and someone else will pick him up. But, you know, it's up to Craig Fitzgibbons now what sort of style and what team he wants.
He'll have a rooster style, you'd imagine.
I think so.
Big, powerful forwards and then backs doing their stuff off the back of it.
Yeah, and if you bring Cameron Seraldo as well,
All right, tackle two. All Black star TJ Perenaro is in line for a shock code switch, speaking of the Roosters, a likely destination. What will he bring to the NRL if he comes across?
Well, we know he's got a great passing game. You know, his rugby league background. Benji Marshall actually said it, because I've seen a little bit of him play, and I said to Benji, because, you know, he's done the both codes and then a little bit of time in rugby, and I said, mate, do you think he'd make it? And he'd go, yeah, he would. He's tough enough. Obviously, the pedigree. Henry Perenaro's cousin. So, yeah, mate, we do things outside the box, especially the Roosters. And don't forget, they got Michael Checker on board.
Yeah. Tackle three, Nathan Cleary joined Adam Reynolds in the 2-point field goal Hall of Fame on Thursday night. Do you think more teams will now start to try their own luck?
I reckon they'll have a look at the clock and see, you know, like the seven tackle start and have that shot, because, mate, they're doing it easy now. And they've got and don't forget, we see blokes kicking 55 metre, 60 metre, you know, dropouts. So I reckon more players will do it now. But well done to Nathan Cleary.
And, of course, we do the set of six thanks to our mates at Paddy's, with over 1,000 stands in two huge locations. You're sure to find a bargain at Paddy's. Visit paddysmarkets.com.au. Let's listen to Trent Robinson on Radley, his sin bin, and the Munster staying down from last night's game.
He got 10 in the bin because, you know, was he knocked out? And then, you know, he comes back on 30 seconds later, you know. So we get 10 in the bin and they've, you know, they look like a guy that sort of got knocked out from that. So should it be 10 in the bin? You know, that's up to someone else. That's up to the refs to explain that.
Yeah, the misreporting of concussions. Are we not taking it seriously enough? Is it all for the cameras?
Oh, look, I take your point. Look, if you don't hit around the head, you don't have this problem. But it's up to it's the theatre of rugby league too. I didn't really like it. I didn't like what I seen. I'm not saying Cameron Munster put it on.
He did put it on. Just say he did. He did. And okay. so did years okay. later.
Okay, yeah. I just don't like to see this in our game. I think we're better than that. We're not soccer.
Yeah.
You know, we're not AFL. So, yeah.
Okay, tackle five. Panthers made it six in a row, but people are starting to say they're cocky, not confident. They're starting to say their culture's not that flash. Is it silly, unnecessary, these melees? And, you know, no one's going to get punched in the head, so we're allowing a lot of jersey pulling, is what Ricky Stewart's saying.
Yeah, look, I think Ricky's got a point there. You know, back in that old school when I came through back in the 90s and that.
There's no lift.
You had guys like Ian Roberts, David Gillespie, Owen Cunningham, all these guys. Les Davidson, who scared me. It is unnecessary. And I don't think, the Panthers team in general are cocky. They're confident, but a few players in the team are cocky, which I've got no problems with, because even the Broncos team, I play with some of the most humble guys and some of the toughest guys, and I was always cocky because I was playing with them.
Yeah, you know?
So I
love it. And they were singing that song at the end. They were singing a little bit of you know, ballads together. I think it was awesome.
Yeah, of course.
What about last tackle? Speaking of the Panthers, Brian Toto is the real unsung hero of the Panthers.
Toto, I love that. Toto, yeah.
consistently running for 200 plus metres every game, 7 to 10 tackle busts. Is he ready to make his Origin debut this year?
Yeah, he's playing really good football. Every time that I watch him play, it excites me. Benji and I, the other day, Benji kept looking at me going, oh, mate, how good's this bloke? He's always breaking tackles, and as we've seen, look, I've got no doubt he's certainly in the mix to do it. It just depends who Freddie wants to go with. All I know is whoever you pick, you need to get it right because we're coming hard and fast, Queensland.
I know you are, big fella. Coming up next, we're talking to Swans legend Jared McVeigh here on the Dead Set Legends.